Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word. Howdy, y'all. Thanks for joining me today as we take a look at the biblical word Sabbath. It comes from the Hebrew Shabbat. It's a word that's found throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament, and it's transliterated also into English as the word Sabbath. Literally, it means rest. We find it for the first time in Genesis chapter 2, verse 2, where it says, "On the seventh day, God finished his work that he had done, and he Shabbat, or he rested on the seventh day from all his work that he had done." So in very simple terms, the word Sabbath means rest, literally a ceasing, a cessation of work. And so the Lord established the pattern of the Sabbath day when he rested from his work of creation at the very beginning of time. But it wasn't until later on in Exodus chapter 20 that the Lord made the Sabbath day a part of the ceremonial Mosaic laws for the people of Israel to keep and obey. In Exodus 20, verse 9, we read that it's 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Okay, so in the Old Testament, God required his people to set aside Saturday as a day of rest. So even in the beginning, Sunday was the first day of the week. The seventh day of the week is the Sabbath. Everybody got it? Ain't rocket science. Okay, so he wanted them to use that day for worship, sacrifice, learning about him, learning about his son, their savior, the Messiah who would come, who was the fulfillment of all those Old Testament sacrifices and the gift of eternal life that he was going to bring with him. So this was part of the ceremonial law. Now in the New Testament, of course, we read that Jesus was the one who fulfilled the laws. He fulfilled all the ceremonial laws. In fact, now that we have the substance, we don't need the shadows anymore. We don't need those ceremonial Old Testament laws. Colossians 2 tells us that, "Let no one judge you in food or drink, or regarding a festival or a new moon or Sabbaths, which are a shadow of things to come, but the substance is of Christ." Makes sense? So why do you need to still stare at the shadow when you can see the real person? You're not looking at the shadow anymore. So we don't have to worship on Saturday anymore, but God still does want us to worship him. And it's in worship when we go to church and we talk to God and God talks to us through his word and through the means of grace. That's where we hear about the true rest that we have for our souls in Jesus Christ. Did you see what we did right there? Who is the true rest for our souls? It's Jesus. Jesus is the fulfillment of the Sabbath. So God wants us to regard the Sabbath day as holy. And by when we say that, it means that God wants us to honor and respect his word and the preaching of it, and gladly hear it, regard it as holy, learn it and obey it, just like we say in Martin Luther's explanation to the third commandment, right? God wants us to regard the Bible as his word, use it for study and worship, to learn about his son whom he sent for us to be the savior of the world. So in a lot of ways, Jesus truly is the rest that we receive in the Sabbath. So it is important that we set aside time during our week to dedicate to God alone. It's important to go to church. It's important to rest from our work and get refocused and rejuvenated and refreshed about the things that truly matter. Your spiritual life, which has so much more importance here on earth and especially in the next life. Whenever we gather with God's people on Sunday for worship, it's important for us to remember why we gather, to celebrate the day of Christ's resurrection and the transformation of the old covenant in view of his life. We gather to receive his forgiveness, to partake of the holy sacrament, And it's good that we recognize that gathering in worship, gathering for our quote-unquote Sabbath day, which is actually Sunday, is more than just a law or a custom that we have to keep. In our own worship, in our dedication of a day to God, the Lord gives you His blessings. Sunday morning is like a banquet feast prepared to sustain you unto everlasting life. And that's what Sabbath means. Sabbath is the rest that we find for our souls in Jesus Christ alone. So it's a really important concept. It's a really important word. It's really important that we understand what it means in the Old Testament versus what it means now that we're living in the New Testament era. And I hope you learned that. And I hope you come back next week and listen to our next word of the week. Lord's blessings to you all.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.